It's the conservative flamethrower in high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The answer.
By the way, I played for you the CNN story of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert sitting on a bear trap for Jew hater Ilhan Omar. And I said, you know, I didn't know this. Ilhan Omar, with her long list of Jew hate, took a Holocaust denier cartoon and posted on our social media in 2019. So we have a long list, a huge list of her godless Jew hate. I didn't have this one. So Lauren Boebert makes a remark about, you know, Ilhan Omar, the Hamas caucus, whatever. And Ilhan thought I got her. I got her on Islamophobia. And Boebert takes her on the call and goes, all right, listen, I'll apologize, but you apologize for your dirty Jew hate. We played that scene and got caught with that story, like, oh, crap. And Ilhan hung up on her. ABC News, by the way, just to show you real quick, Lauren Boebert refuses to publicly apologize to Ilhan Omar for anti-Muslim remarks. No, there's not a stitch in this story by the dirty people in the newsroom, ABC News, that Boebert said, all right, I'll apologize. You apologize for your dirty Jew hate. There's not a stitch of that in the entire story. I'm not going to read it for you because it's painful, but how corrupt the story is. Boebert is phenomenal. Tiger trap, bear trap, whatever you want to call it for Ilhan Omar. It probably could have been planned just to get Ilhan Omar to, like, be on the record for her Jew hate. So CNN reports that we got it, we stored it, we'll put it in the servers in eastern Bolivia, we'll bring it up again. But isn't it amazing, the ABC story, I'm not going to bother, but never mentions that Boebert said, okay, Ilhan, you apologize, including Holocaust denier cartoon artwork, showing a Jewish star and a hand over the mouth of Muslims. ABC News not allowed to report that. I am. Jump over to line 5. Angela Box, conservative flamethrower with a stronger Texas farm and state Texas nutpack. Hello, Angela.
Hello, darling. Yes, Lauren is my spirit animal. She really is. But I will say this. She didn't apologize to Ilhan. She should not, because as I call Ilhan, the walking sleeper cell. But she did apologize to AOC. And you cannot ever apologize to these lunatics. Never, ever back down, because they will not. They will. You give it.
Well, she set up a trap. You know what? She set up a trap and said, "I'll apologize if you apologize for your dirty Julie." And Ilhan Omar, before kissing her husband, brother, hung up the phone. And CNN reported it, but you can see the anchor space going, oh, crap, we just got caught with that story. ABC News denied it. No, she's a rock star. I don't know about the AOC story, because I can't keep track of all the
I know, right?
It's to me. Anyway, happy Tuesday.
Yes, happy Tuesday. I just wanted to check, make sure you're still alive and kicking. I mean, the Omicron variant is here, and you know, they've got another election to steal right on track. So here we go.
Everybody, hide! Well, we have even struggling Channel 11 talked to this guy, and he's like, it's not as bad as you think it is. The South African doctors are pissed off. It's racist because they shut down blacks from majority black countries from flying in with the Biden ban. I'll be okay with Omicron. How do you say it, Angela? Omicron or Omicron?
I have no idea. It's pronounced G. It should be G, because remember the WHO admitted they skipped over XI, or however you say that in the Greek alphabet, because they didn't want to offend China.
The World Health Organization, on the take, skipped over the next letter, which is XI, because that's the name of the commie leader over there with the concentration camps for Muslims in commie land.
Right.
Hey, well, Joe Biden makes it. Well, the Democrats allowed Joe Biden to stay through the first of the year because another station is reporting on his cognitive issues, which we've been saying for gosh how long. Will Biden make it to New Year's Eve as the president?
You know, I think as I mentioned before, I think the biggest insurance policy Joe Biden has against the 25th Amendment is Senator Neepads. So yeah, I actually think so, because she's even more detested. I mean, but then again, they're going to try and slip Hillary, that old battle axe Hillary Clinton, in somehow. So maybe they'll get rid of Joe, put Kamala in, put Hillary Clinton as vice, and then somehow get rid of knee pads, and then Hillary Clinton will be president, and the country will be will cease to exist. I don't know. He's not in control of anything, so who knows what his handlers will want.
Gosh, Angela Box with us, because where was he walking the other day? And it's on tape. He looks like a drunk guy. The media's been ordered. They knew about the cognitive issues. Just standing there peeing on himself, talking to a head of lettuce one day, a volleyball the other. also, a fake Dr. Jill getting props for making the White House look like Macy's with the Christmas decorations, while the most beautiful and most intelligent First Lady, Melania, got a lot of grief for decorating the White House. And I remember reading those reviews, like, it's Jill, fake Dr. Jill, it does look like, seriously, like a Walmart area where you put the box and you come back and make payments every month. Melania makes it look so beautiful.
Yeah, Melania did this, like, gorgeous I remember one time, like, this monochromatic white, beautiful, like, very classy, very upscale Christmas decorations, and they just mocked her. I mean, they're terrible, horrible people. We know this at this point, but, you know, I do think it's funny that the leader of the free world can literally take a duke and his chonies in front of the Pope, and the media is not allowed to talk about it. And Fartgate with Camilla, what's her face, Camilla Parker Bowles, the Duchess of Cornwall, how she's saying that Joe Biden literally tooted really loudly in front of her. That's fact checked as well. I mean, anything that is actually happening in the world is fact checked by our media as fake. And it's so funny.
That story, Angela Box was made Tiller laugh day after day. Of Joe Biden, who's completely, I mean, a poor guy. I mean, you feel bad because we all have those, like, elderly members of our family dealing with dementia really bad, and they don't know where they are. And he just pulled a cord on one right in front of the Duchess.
Yeah.
Right in front of horse face. And just like, CNN, big scandal there. Chrissy Cuomo is now the Attorney General there, released information that his brother's a predator pig. Although, unlike Bill Clinton, these girls were over 18. And he was grabbing their boobs and stuff, and they're making accusations. And Chrissy Cuomo is going to, quote, use his media contacts or something to get dirt on these girls.
Yeah, well, he's a good Democrat. That's what they do. Chris Cuomo is just he's going to be like the scapegoat right now, because remember, the Cuomo scandal is not the sexual harassment. The Cuomo scandal is that he shoved six people in a nursing home. Jack up the death rate of COVID when he had two or three hospitals that he refused to use. Same with the other four Democrat governors that did the same thing. And another reason Cuomo is being used as a scapegoat right now is because of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial that they do not want to talk about. And they do not want to talk about Ghislaine Maxwell's black book and who might be in that black book, because it is all Democrats. And they keep trying to tie Donald Trump to Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein. It's like, no, Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago years ago. He's made it very plain. And they're flapping in the wind. All of the propaganda is coming back to haunt them. Chris Cuomo should lose his job, but he won't, because it's CNN and they have nothing.
Gosh, I mean, here's the Chrissy Cuomo. He's like, should I check in? I don't want to read about it. I can't imagine CNN. Now, what CNN's too deep, Angela Box. They kept him when he was consulting his sexual predator, pig, booby-grabbing, disgusting brother who murdered 15,000 elderly. You get to the point where it's so deep you can't get rid of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same with Don Lemon. Don Lemon is literally in a court case right now for grabbing a guy's junk in a bar in, like, East Hampton or something. They kept him on. Cuomo goes out, talks about virtue signals about COVID and how he's in his basement, and goes out walking around without his mask and caught on camera. They don't care. They don't care.
That's true.
Yes.
Homosexual assault issue. Murph's Bar in the Hamptons. Murph's, which when I get back to the Hamptons, I'm so visiting. And then you got Chrissy Cuomo. By the way, he grabbed that woman, sexually assaulted her, his old boss, in front of her husband. Don Lemon, homosexual, sexual assault, some guy at Murph's. What's Tubin's first name? Jeffrey Tubin. Shaking hands with the governor, live on Zoom there. And Hello, Kevin. Good to see you. Yes, yes. What the hell do you? I sent. I emailed this to a friend in New York. What do you got to do to get fired at CNN?
Well, be a conservative. Be a closet conservative. That'll get you fired on CNN. No, I mean, look. The Democrats are. They've taken this slippery slope to new levels. I mean, we are not only slouching towards Gomorrah, we are sprinting towards Gomorrah, and there's nothing off limits for these leftists, absolutely nothing. They are normalizing pedophilia, they are normalizing transgenderism, they've normalized all of this sick crap, so anything that their on-air talent does, talent, I use the word loosely, is fine because they've completely normalized it, so that you try and get rid of these people, and it's like, well, you can't because we've allowed Eric Swalwell to say on a national security – he has a national security clearance after banging a Chinese spy. So I guess we can keep all these dirtbags on here. It's fine.
Ain't that the Democrat Party.
Ain't that the truth?
The other thing is, and whatever Angela Boxwell is, whatever Hunter's laptop has, because another story came out, and the blackmail – they're just blackmailing the Bidens because they are caught big time, whether it's, what, a $30 million diamond? Something. What was that diamond worth? Something diamond that Cokehead got. The one who slept with his dead brother's wife.
Right. And maybe his niece.
Dude, that's so gross. But Biden's got the Olympics, right? The Olympics are coming up in Commieland in February. We know that the commies have no free speech. We know that they have concentration camps, blah, blah, blah. What's your take on boycotting the Olympics?
Well, we won't, but we should. I mean, this is very much a 1936 Germany moment for the world when everyone saw what was going on with Hitler and they just kind of brushed it off as a regional issue, and it clearly was not. I mean, China's made it very clear they want to take over the world. They I don't know if you heard this. They basically took over the only airport functioning in Uganda because Uganda went in with China to try and do some financing with them, and then they defaulted on the loan. So now China owns the only airport in Uganda. China is they're playing for keeps, and whether it's this coronavirus insanity that will never die because the media and the left does not want it to die, what their takeover of every lever of power in the world. This is a 1936 Germany moment. We need to step up and boycott the Beijing Olympics, but we won't because we're run by horrible, detestable leftists right now.
Dude, I'm with you. I couldn't care less about the Olympics and the fact that it's in a country with concentration camps. You would think that if this was Trump, they'd be all over him. But because of the Hunter Biden laptop, the blackmail of the Biden family, the crime syndicate of the Biden family, the drugs, sleeping with dead brothers' wives, the whole Office Space thing where fake Dr. Joel needs a key, the trips with the old man, what was the company he was on the board of?
Knew nothing Burisma. About nothing.
Burisma. So the media's not allowed to report on it, but we do.
Right. All right, Dan. Yeah, I mean, this is the world in which we live. Look, it's these people have no originality. They've got is propaganda. It's rinse, repeat. Don't listen to them. Turn them off. Go about your life and fight these people tooth and nail. You've got to. We have no choice.
Well, and we're winning. You know what? We're pushing them back so drastically.
Yes.
Real quick, Jack Dorsey on Twitter. What was your response when that Charlie Manson-looking dude stepped down?
Jack Dorsey, yeah. Jack Dorsey stepping down. He's being replaced by this guy that basically says all white people are racist. So, I mean, you know, SSDD, as they say, they're not going to give me my Twitter back anytime soon. I can guarantee you that. I hope they tank. I hope they just completely tank. It's going to be great.
None of the local TV stations, I just time for an audit, none of the local TV stations have reported on the horribly racist comments of the new boss over Twitter, the one who's taken over. I don't see any reports. Could you imagine if they said they don't like white people, black people, because a foreigner just said that?
Right. Yeah, the media created the Waukesha situation. They've created all of this, and I hope they choke on it. It's fun to watch.
Okay. Angela Boxcroft, have a great day. Thanks for stopping by our show.
Goodbye, darling.
Oh, boy. Thanks.